Right.
Okay. I'm fine with it.
Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted, and all persons registered for the public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council. For the variance, please note that the committee's decision with respect to this application may be appealed. Should you wish to appeal, information on how to do so will be included in the order issued, which will be mailed to all persons registered. Item 4 is a subdivision and rezoning at 2967 and 3003 Waverly Street under file DASZ 13 of 2013.
So I think this is a familiar face. Mr. Wintrop is coming down as the applicant. Many of the same individuals, it appears.
Mr. Al Dagner is going to be speaking on my behalf on this application.
All right. And we have Mr. Dagner's name and address.
Al Dagner, 117 Ford Street. I've been asked to highlight some of the points here, but Mr. Wintrop will be speaking to other parts of the application depending on what questions arise. We've read the report of the planner. We're obviously opposed to the suggestion that the land can't be developed, and we're in favor of the 11 points in the second recommendation, should it be approved. There's a number of concerns raised with this. One of them was highways opposition to the development. We've since cut the development back. We've met with the Department of Highways. We asked them to appear today, but I don't see them here. I believe they've withdrawn their objections, subject to us dealing with the various setbacks in the Highway Traffic Act. Essentially, what we're proposing is a bare land condominium, total of investment of around $40 million. We think it works well in this area. We understand the arguments about active transportation and green space, but we would point out that there's going to be an overpass directly adjacent to this land, which will effectively cut off that or severely limit the active transportation side of that, as far as, you know, bicycle paths and things like that, at least according to the highways people. Other than that, I don't have anything to add. It's pretty cut and dry. The planner has listed his objections. We believe exactly the opposite, that the site is well-suited to this kind of development, essentially a condominium with a combination of duplexes and townhouses.
Mr. Dagner, I noticed here the application was for RMFL as well. It appeared to me when this application first came forward there wasn't much going on with the province, and perhaps that was an attempt to get the attention of the province. It seems like you have the attention of the province. Much like the last application, I don't see it listed in here, any restriction on height, but this does back onto an existing development that we've already approved that is single-family residential. I would like to see the height restricted to 35 feet. If you're doing townhouses and bungalows, there should not be an issue with that.
I believe we have people here to speak to that, but essentially we submitted another plan. We got rid of the apartment blocks, and essentially what we're talking about is bungalows and townhouses.
So 35 feet is acceptable?
35 feet.
Yes, 35 feet would be for the duplexes that we're envisioning backing onto the single-family dwelling. So certainly, though that's what's allowed underneath the R1 district as well as the R2 district is 35 feet. We're comfortable with that, but in terms of restricting the entire site to 35 feet, that's basically what's allowed in R1. We have no intention of building a 150-foot tall building, generally not more than four stories.
If you had your choice between that and rejection, what would you take?
I think we'll go with 35 feet between that and rejection.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add?
No, I'm totally at your mercy here. We tried to outnumber you, but we didn't manage.
Well, there's a number of other people here listed. I don't think there's anybody here in opposition.
No one listed. So we've heard from Mr. Winthrop. Mr. Mansky is in support back there. I don't know. Parmajit Shami, also in support. Mr. Degner, Ross Mitchell, Mr. Mitchell, and Sukhjit Bandal is there. You're also in support, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone who has not yet registered, either for information or in opposition to number? Okay. We'll have the clerk staff get your name, or maybe have they left out there?
Yeah.
All right, we will follow up with you to
get
your name. So no one here registered in opposition or for information, so we turn the floor back over to the applicant. If there are any concluding remarks or concluding questions or comments from Councillor Swandell.
We have nothing more to add.
Okay.
You're ready to go.
Okay, I'll move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
I'll move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? That's carried.
I'll move that the recommendation of the Winnipeg Public Service not be concurred in, but that the alternative that was put forward by the administration be the recommendation, with the addition of a restriction of 35 feet on the entire site.
Just for clarification, our drawing that we're recommending, if this goes forward as put forth by the community committee, would be Schedule B, where some land would remain Zoned A, and the land south of Barkwood Bay would be zoned RMFS, which would restrict the height to 35 feet, and it would be developed into two lots. That's the recommendation that we're
putting. Can I just run that by me again?
Yeah. For schedule, we're recommending, if this goes forward, page 18.
There, on your left, I think.
Yeah. And so does that get the same number of units that they applied for?
It keeps the same number of units.
And it restricts it to 35 feet?
It restricts it to 35 automatically, just inherently as part of the zoning district.
That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the mode.
So we're using Schedule B, which gives them the same number of units and the height that I'd asked for.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
The following supporting reasons are, it seems to be of the stepchild of the west of the Waverly West subdivision, and for some reason we did not arrange for proper servicing and access to this site, and it seems like we have to create some density here in order to get the site developed. As much as I don't like the specifics of the application, I think we're in a place where we'll get some affordable housing out of this, and there will be a bit of a plus at the end of it, and hopefully the developers will go out of their way to ensure that it is aesthetically pleasing as people travel along the perimeter highway along our beautiful landfill site, and have something to offset that. So those are my supporting reasons, and I'll move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
All those in favor? Contrary? Carried.
Please note